Derek built Derica's armor in the corner of his bedroom while his roommates thought he was studying. The armor was not metal. It was foam, contact cement, paint, magnets, and prayer. The chest plate leaned against the laundry basket. Silver gauntlets dried on a towel. A red cape hung from the closet door, clipped at the shoulders with binder clips. On the desk, a reference image of Solar Vixen glared from his tablet, like she expected better craftsmanship. Derek had planned to compete as Solar Knight. So had everyone else. At the convention registration page, the male hero category had filled with muscular men, professional foam workers, and at least one person who owned a workshop with ventilation. Derek lived in an apartment where the kitchen fan made a sound like a trapped lawnmower. His Solar Knight build would vanish in a sea of better jaws. Solar Vixen had been a joke at first. Same character from a parallel universe comic run. Same solar emblem. Different armor lines. Red bodysuit. Silver boots. A helmet with a sweeping crest. Fierce, elegant, theatrical. Derica started as a file name. Then Derek bought the bodysuit. He was 24, thin, brown-skinned, and shy enough that baristas remembered his order before they remembered his voice. He had black hair, careful hands, and a habit of apologizing when other people stepped on him. Comics gave him places where feelings wore capes, and nobody pretended symbols were subtle. Solar Vixen scared him, because the costume did not let him disappear. At the convention, disappearing was his usual plan. He arrived Friday wearing jeans, a hoodie, and a backpack full of emergency glue. The competition was Saturday afternoon. He could still switch to Solar Knight. He could still become one more acceptable man in armor. Instead, he checked into the hotel and laid out Derica on the bed. The hotel room became a workshop before it became a room. Derek taped reference images to the mirror. He repaired one cracked thigh plate with contact cement while sitting on the carpet in socks. Kay read the convention program on the bed and circled panels with a pen she had stolen from check-in. "You know," Kay said, "if you hate this tomorrow, you can still enter novice props with the gauntlets. That sounds like losing before losing." "It sounds like not vomiting into your helmet. Supportive. I contain layers." Derek sanded one rough seam and watched red dust collect on his fingers. "What if people think I chose her because I could not compete as him?" "Did you? At first? And now?" He looked at Solar Vixen on the mirror. In the comic, she held a collapsing star between both hands, smiling like destruction had become useful. "Now I think I wanted permission to pick her." Kay lowered the program. "Then tomorrow, don't apologize with foam." The transformation took 3 hours. Compression shorts, padding, red bodysuit, chest armor, boots, gloves, wig under helmet, makeup around the eyes, because the helmet showed more face than he had expected. The first time he stood before the full-length mirror, he whispered, "Nope," and sat down. Derica stared back anyway. She looked taller than Derek, not because of the boots. Because she refused to fold inward. The armor forced his shoulders back. The red suit turned every movement into information. The cape made even turning around seem important. His friend Kay knocked at the door. "You decent?" "Legally unclear." She came in, saw him, and dropped her badge lanyard. "Derek." "Bad? You look like you are about to cancel an empire." He gripped the helmet. "I think I made a mistake." "Yes." "You underestimated your waist snatch, Kay." "Fine. You are scared because this worked." He hated how fast she found the hinge. They walked to the convention floor together. Every step tested him. People looked. Then people smiled. Then someone shouted, "Solar Vixen," and asked for a photo. Derek almost said no. Derica said, "Sure." The first pose was awful, the second less so. By the fifth, Kay whispered, "Stop hiding the gauntlets. You spent 60 hours on them." Derica lifted one arm, palm out, solar core facing the camera. The photographer gasped, "Perfect." The competition had 3 rounds, craftsmanship, stage walk, character presentation. Derek expected to survive the first and die in the second. He had built for seams, not for being seen. At home, every mistake had been solvable with glue, sanding, paint, or denial. Under convention lights, mistakes became public. The left hip plate pinched when he turned. The wig line itched at his temple. The chest armor made his shoulders sit differently, not smaller, but arranged in a shape he had only seen in drawings. Kay walked around him before the judging line and tightened one strap. "You are doing the face again," she said. "What face?" "Man awaiting dental surgery." "I am fine. Derica is fine. Derek is trying to escape through the floor." He wanted to argue, but the name helped. Derica had a stance. Derica did not apologize for red armor with gold trim. Derica would not spend the entire judging round explaining that Solar Vixen was canon in issue 48, page 6, third panel, if you counted the anniversary reboot. Derica would let the work speak, then speak louder if required. The judges inspected seams, paint, magnets, and mobility. One asked why he chose Solar Vixen. Derek had prepared an answer about category strategy. Derica gave the truer one. "Because she is not the softer version of Solar Knight," he said. "She is what happens when the story stops apologizing for beauty as power." The judge wrote that down. Kay mouthed, "Who are you?" He did not know. During the stage walk, the lights hit the armor and woke the gold paint beneath the red. The audience cheered before Derek reached center stage. Panic rose, then had nowhere to go because the cape needed both hands free. So Derek posed. She turned. She lifted the gauntlet. She looked over one shoulder exactly as the comic cover showed. The roar that came back was ridiculous. Derek laughed inside the helmet. He advanced to finals. That should have been the ending if the story wanted to be neat. Instead, the problem arrived in the green room, where another competitor in Solar Knight armor removed his helmet and said, "You are carrying the whole variant line." His name was Eli. He was broad, freckled, and kind, in the distracted way of people who still had glue on their fingers. He asked about the cape rig. Derek explained the magnets. Eli listened like the answer mattered. "Are you entering as Derica again tomorrow?" Eli asked. "There is no tomorrow category. I meant the meetup." Derek had forgotten the Solar Core fan meetup. "Maybe," he said. Eli smiled. "You should. Kids lost their minds when you walked." Derica could have agreed. Derek got scared and said, "It is just a costume." Eli's smile faded a little. "Sure." The finals ended with Derek placing second, not first. That went to a woman who built articulated dragon wings and deserved the crown, the building, and possibly a small country. Derek accepted second with a medal, a shaking hand, and a photo he barely remembered taking. Backstage, the winner hugged him with wings folded around both of them. "Your stage walk was clean," she said. "Your wings moved. They also stabbed a judge during rehearsal." "Worth it," she laughed. "You coming back next year?" Derek almost gave the safe answer. "Maybe. We'll see. If I have time." Derica had no patience for it. "Yes," he said. The word surprised him enough that the dragon-winged woman grinned. "Good. Bring stronger magnets. Your left hip plate shifted during the turn." "You noticed?" "Everybody noticed. We loved you anyway." That sentence stayed with him because it did not pretend the flaw was invisible. It simply refused to make the flaw the whole story. Back at the hotel, he removed the armor slowly. Without it, Derek looked smaller than he had that morning. Not worse, smaller. The red suit left lines on his skin. Makeup clung around his eyes. His shoulders ached from posture. Kay sat on the other bed eating vending machine pretzels. "You going to the meetup tomorrow?" she asked. "I don't know." "That means yes with paperwork." "What if Derica is only good because strangers clap?" Kay considered this. "Then tomorrow, find out what she is when they don't." The meetup happened in a side hall with bad carpet and great joy. Derek went as Derica again, but without the competition number. No stage, No judges, no metal, just fans, kids, camera flashes, and Eli in Solar Knight armor waving him over. Without judging times, Derica had to exist between events. That was harder than performing. On stage, she had 30 seconds and a lighting cue. In the side hall, she had conversations. Fans asked how he built the gauntlets. A photographer asked for a fighting stance. Eli asked whether he wanted to join the group for lunch. Lunch was terrifying. Armor could survive applause. Could Derica survive a food court? Kay read the panic through the helmet. You can say no. I know. Do you want to? Derek watched Eli remove his helmet and tuck it under one arm. The other cosplayers laughed about paint scratches and hotel elevators. No one was waiting to expose him. They were waiting for him to decide whether he wanted fries. I want to, Derek said. That counts as maybe. So maybe went to lunch. Derica sat at a plastic table with six superheroes and a woman dressed as a villain queen, eating chicken nuggets with regal seriousness. Derek removed only the lower faceplate. Nobody complained. Nobody demanded a full reveal. Eli asked about magnet suppliers. The villain queen offered napkins because red lipstick and ketchup were natural enemies. The ordinariness of it unsettled him more than stage lights. A little girl in a homemade cape asked if Solar Vixen was real. Derek crouched, armor creaking, real enough for today. The girl nodded, as if that settled the matter. It did not settle Derek. It gave him a better question. After lunch, Eli asked to take a photo with him. Solar Knight and Solar Vixen, Eli said, variant cover energy. Derek almost corrected the pose into something masculine and ironic. Then Derica placed one hand on her hip, angled the gauntlet, and lifted her chin. Eli matched the pose with heroic seriousness. The photographer counted down. 3, 2, 1, flash. When Derek saw the photo, he expected embarrassment. Instead, he saw balance. Eli broad and golden, Derica red and sharp, both ridiculous, both committed. Not parody, not apology, a team up. Send me that? Derek asked. Eli grinned. Already did. Kay leaned over his shoulder. That one's getting framed. No? Desktop background? No? Prayer candle? Kay? Her teasing saved him from saying how much the picture mattered. At home on Sunday night, he unpacked the costume and hung the cape on the wall instead of burying it in the closet. The medal went in a drawer. The photo with the little girl went on the desk. Derica did not answer what Derek was. She proved he could stand where the light was aimed. On Monday, he wore the convention hoodie to the grocery store and felt absurdly underdressed. The cashier noticed the badge ribbon still clipped to the pocket. You compete? She asked. Derek nodded. Win? Second. As what? His mouth opened around the old instinct to simplify. Then he took out his phone and showed the terrace photo Kay had taken. Derica in red armor, one hand raised, cape caught mid-swing. The cashier whistled. That is you? Yes. For once, the word did not ask permission. That was not an ending. It was a costume, with repairs needed before the next convention.